Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little Friday podcast. Hope you'll enjoy this one, and thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, for sponsoring this as well. And we're going to chat about the electric vehicle scam, which by the day falls apart. And, it's interesting because earlier this week, my wife bought a new car, or put an order in for a new car, and it's a hybrid car, a self-charging hybrid, not a plug-in. So basically, the car generates kinetic energy from the wheels, feeds them into the battery, and that provides a wee bit of electric power, which is very helpful so that it'll start pretty quickly. And for small journeys around town, so to speak, or villages in my case, it's pretty good. And I think that is where technology is a good thing, right? And that's where having the utilization of kinetic energy into electric energy. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I like that. I did have a car that did that as well. And my current one is a petrol guzzler. But anyway, BBC reports, quote, "Is the move to electric cars running out of power?" Well, yeah, it is. And in actual fact, when I was speaking to the car salesman the other day, he was telling me that the secondhand value in the electric car market has fallen through the floor. And why is that? Because of Elon Musk. And why is that? Because in his desperation to sell more units of his EVs, he cut the price, quite substantial price increases for new, which means, therefore, the second-hand value absolutely collapses. And Tesla is a very big element within the overall EV market. So if you've got an EV, I'm really sorry for you, but, you know, it's not going to end well. However, let's read how the BBC reports it, because this is quite fun, doesn't it? The BBC say, "Buoyant electric car sales are a must if we're to hit our climate targets." Well, I don't want to hit my climate target, so I'm not bothered. But electric car sales in the West are down, and if governments want them to recover, it may have to be at the expense of their own economies. What? What did you say there? If we're going to boost electric car sales, we have to wreck our own economies. Now that, wow, imagine that. So anyway, they go on to say, any motorway driver will know the feeling. You're cruising along, miles of open road seemingly ahead, and then from nowhere, a slowdown. Something similar has hit the electric vehicle market in 2024. After years of soaring sales, no, they weren't soaring, they were artificially induced, growth appears to be stalling. Replacing fossil fuel powered cars, well, I don't believe that petrol is a fossil fuel, by the way, with EVs is central to the UK government's plan to meet its climate goals. Road transport accounting for 12% of planetary emissions. You get that? Planetary emissions. The question is whether this is a blip that will soon disappear, or is this going to prove more enduring? And if it lasts, will governments have the stomach to do what it takes to keep the net zero show on the road? Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. What is the government exactly going to have to do? Well, it's going to have to force us into electric vehicles. I'm looking at a chart here which gives the sales, global sales of electric vehicles. And I mean, at this point, as we talk today, they look to be about, trying to work it out here, maybe about, it would be less than that, maybe 40 million, something like that. 40 million. Let's go on 40 million, 2024. To get in 2025, that needs to move to 800 million. Do you see the problem? Do you see the problem? So in 2020, there were 10 million EVs on the road. In 2023, there's 45. But that's from nothing to still something that is pretty much nothing. That's going to have to move to almost 790 million EVs by 2035, which means growth has to be 27% every single year. But it's not. It's zero. In fact, it's negative. Tesla sales went back 9%. So EV sales in Europe fell by more than 10%. And the fact of the matter is, here's a nasty truth that they don't want to tell you. The only reason there's any sales at all in EVs in the UK, and I'm sure it's true elsewhere as well, is that it's fleet sales that are doing it. Company cars. company cars. And that's because of the tax breaks the government deploys. So companies are taking advantage of government tax rates and putting their staff in EVs. Mind you, in itself, that means that then after 3 years driving, those EVs have virtually no value in them at all. So even that's a disaster. The average price of an EV is pretty high. You know, you're talking in the late 40s, 47 grand, I think, in the US, similar here in the UK. So it's going to get very, very difficult. And we see Joe Biden's put 100% tariff on Chinese EV imports. That won't help because he's still seeking to destroy his own EV market. And the BBC article, my article finishes with this sentence. I want you to focus on this sentence. This is why it finishes. It says, if this happens, expect the tensions between the desire of Western governments to decarbonize transport and their desire to protect domestic manufacturing champions to grow even more acute. At some stage, they might be forced to choose. And that's where this is headed. Ultimately, there's going to be a dramatic choice that the governments are going to have to make. Do they basically say to us, right, you're getting in an EV and that's the end of it. Don't want to hear any more nonsense from you. And I don't think they can do that because that's screwing with the market so much that I don't think, certainly if they try to do that, the chaos will be unbelievable, not least the fact we don't have an infrastructure, not least the fact that these things are destructive of the environment by the virtue of the minerals that go into them. I mean, for example, in the lithium batteries, I was told the other day, there's not enough cobalt in the world to be able to make the necessary number of batteries, even for the cars that are on the road today. So it's all a farce. It's all falling apart. And sensible people will have stayed clear of EVs. Thanks for listening.